As you can see, we took a pretty large group of high school students and youth leaders, and once again, we just have a wonderful group, and you ought to be proud of your kids. We have this when we go to Student Life Camp too, but I'm just going to brag on them for a minute because it's what God has done in their hearts and helping them to see one another. And we got done at the end, and one of the counselors, I guess you call them staff people, right? One of the staff people who was there came up and said, you know, your group is different from any group that we've ever had. We had one place at the last day where Madison started playing guitar, and I think Jacob was, and we just came together and started worshiping, and the other kids came in there worshiping, and he said they've been there 17 years, they've never had that happen. Just spontaneous worship breakout. And, you know, we were paired with some good groups. We had some kids just meshed right in and just seemed like we were one big family, wouldn't you guys say? But that doesn't always happen. He told me he had kids that came that last day, and that was because the few kids that were there on the campus that were around there, because most of our kids went out on groups, they had noticed a huge difference in our kids. And he said that they had come up to him afterwards, and they said, you know, we've been coming here for 5 years. Some of those kids have been coming for 5 years to that camp. They said, we've never seen a group like this. This group was different. And so I just want you guys to give a hand to Christ for doing that in our hearts, but to our kids for following. And for our leaders that do that too. And we've got a couple others out there. Les is sitting out there. Robin is in the morning with the middle schoolers. But they do a tremendous, tremendous job, and I know our kids are grateful for them too. But we've got had a lot of things happen, and I've got three kids here that are going to kind of give you a capsule of three of the great lessons that I think we learned in a lot of different things, but we're going to let three of them represent. So Charity, if you'll kind of step up here first, and this mic is live. So I just want to ask you at first, you had an encounter where God really grabbed at your heart and really kind of taught you what sacrificial love is. Why don't you just tell that story?
On the very last day, we had a communal cookout where a lot of people came, and there was a clothes closet where you can get free clothes as much as you want. And a little girl couldn't find anything she actually wanted. And one of the things she had like listed what she wanted was a Disney dress, specifically a Bambi dress, which I had in my suitcase, and I knew I was probably never going to wear again after this trip, so I ran upstairs, and I got it, and I gave it to her, and she was extremely thankful, along with her family, and I don't know, I guess that's it.
And it was an emotional experience for you to be able to do that also.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this also. Different things that happened made you look at people differently and made you look and realize that even some of the things that you've gone through, God uses those to help you relate to others, to help them. And you also had another story that last night. Why don't you tell us that one also?
There was a kid, Deontay, who I had spoken to, who felt the need to open up to me and look to me as sort of a best friend while I was there. And I got to pray with him and minister to him, which was a really cool experience, and I guess that's what you want me to talk about.
And that was something that you probably would look back and say, man, I've grown a lot to come to the place to be able to do that.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have done that a year ago. I probably would have just let him be and not talk to anybody.
And you know that only God can really change a heart and help a heart, but how does it feel to be a little part of that, to be able to reach out and touch and pray with someone?
It felt really good, honestly, because he thanked me and said, this is the first time anyone's ever, like, talked to him and like that. And just, I felt good to be a part of something good.
Well, are you nervous?
Yeah.
Well, you don't seem it. You did very good. Thank you. And we had a lot of kind of service that was involved with our kids. A lot of people had similar type experiences. Tim, why don't you come up and give us one? It's a little bit different on this. You had an experience where you went to a service site and stayed the whole time with one family. And kind of tell me what happened in that, even just in the atmosphere of what happened there.
Okay, so I was on a construction site team, and we were sent to this lady's house. Her name is Miss Monroe. She's this 80-year-old black woman. She has a broken hip. She hasn't been able to go into the other rooms in her house for, like, I don't even know how many years. And four or five. And so, like, her daughter came, and I don't even know her name anymore, but her daughter came to help us out, and it was, like, the first day, and she, like, called me her son. And so, like, I jokingly called her mama, and, like, that was, like, the ongoing thing, like, throughout the week. And, like mama would tell us what to do, and she'd be calling us, like, Sunny Poo and, like, Baby Poo and, like, giving us little pet names. And it was, like, super cool because, like, I was able to, like, build a relationship with this, like, 62-year-old woman who was, like, crazy, and, like, she would act like me and Sean and, like this other kid named Luke. Like, she would, like, act like she was our age, but she was, like, 62 years old, and she was just crazy. And but, I mean, like, it wasn't, like, a serious, like, type of relationship. Not, like, she had, like, a relationship with, like, we had two, like, adult leaders, like, from our church and the other church, and that was Miss Grant and this other lady named Miss Allison, and they had, like, a more, like, serious relationship. And I just feel like that was because of the age gap, like, because, like, it really wasn't much I could do because I'm, like, 18 and she's 62, but I don't want to keep going into this.
You're doing good. Are you nervous too?
I'm nervous.
Okay, well, that's all right. One of the reasons I asked him to come up is because when they shared Friday night, one of the ways he put it is he, in the middle of telling the story, he said, you know, I really wanted to have a serious conversation with her, but I didn't get to, but the adults did. The adult ladies did. And, you know, when he said that, it struck me a couple of things. One is that God's moving in your heart, and you're giving what you've got, and he's telling you, you know, you could do more, and you have a desire to do more, which is what God wants for all of us. But the other part of it, too, is that where you are right now, the circumstances you're at, you're 18, she's 62, you probably can't relate to all her struggles. But you open up the door and created this open, loving atmosphere of acceptance and love that made it easy for our adults to have a conversation, because she viewed the team coming in there, Sean and all the other people. She just said, these people are just here to give and to love, and they, you know, they're accepting and they're fun. And you were a big part of creating that, because we are a team. You know, it's not like God only uses the person who speaks to him. God uses all of us. And without you making such a fun, accepting relationship where she felt so comfortable, Lisa, those other ladies, they may not have had the same conversation. So that's a really good, important lesson. And thank you. You know, we talk about our first fundamental of the gospel is you belong in God's family. God wants us. And so if we're following him, really the first step of us reflecting, you know, Christ came and reflected who God was. If we're going to reflect who God is, who Christ is, then we have to be right off the bat saying, hey, God loves you. He wants you in the family. We're part of the family. We want you in here. We want you. And that's a significant thing. And you guys really provided that. Katie, I'm going to let you come up here also. And Katie, when she came, I think she, you know, Katie's one of our, she'll be a senior next year. And she's been inviting and been reaching out to people for a long time. So her expectations of what God can do through her are pretty high. And so she came in there with some high expectations and was really desiring to be connecting with a lot of people. And they put you in a situation, you know, when you got assigned, you were kind of in a different place than what you were expecting or probably wanting. And just describe that place a little bit and what your attitude was with what happened and how you processed it.
Okay, so the first day, the whole day, I was working in the clothing closet that the church does for the community, and people just come in and they get free clothes, which is a really awesome ministry, I guess. And I was a little discouraged because I wasn't out in the community talking to people and, like, being able to, I guess, share my faith. And I had to keep reminding myself that, like organizing all of these clothes and doing this here, God is still working in that, and I'm not going to be able to see like what God does with that in someone else's life. And so, yeah.
Now, isn't that really the kind of mature level we all want to have? We all have things that we want and desires and things like that, but when we get in a situation, and that's the situation God put us in, to be able to look and say, okay, if this is the job God gave me, even if no one knows and I can't do the things that I wanted to do, you know, I believe God is going to use this, so I'm going to keep doing the best I can in the situation I'm at, and I'll trust God to use it on the other part. If he wants to be a seed sower, if he wants me to be somebody who provides a platform for somebody else, I'll take that role, and I'll just do it with all my heart towards God, rather than I'll be enthusiastic if I get the role I want. And that's hard to do sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when we've got those desires. How many of you want to see God work right now? You don't want to see God work 5 minutes from now, not 3 minutes from now, not 1 minute from now. You want to see him work right now. And that is how we are. But a lot of times, you know, God's dealing in a big picture. And if we're not faithful with the little things, we're not faithful with the big things. But just hearing that, how many of you think probably people watching Katie, God used that in their lives? Just hearing about it and looking at someone who's 17 years old. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Half time I don't. 17 years old, who is able to do her best in a tough situation, put her feelings aside, and do what God wants. How many of you would say, sometimes as an adult, I need a maturity check like that? So that's a really good lesson there too. Thank you, Katie. Now, those are three people that really compass a lot of the lessons that a lot of them learned here. One, that, you know, our lives have to be captivated with God's generous love for us. And we've got to be loving and giving to others. And that opens up doors. But we got to follow that door up, because if we just love people and that's it, then they're grateful to us. But if we're able to pray with them, if we're able to point them to Christ, they can receive the joy that motivates us and the freedom it gives us to be able to reach out to them. And that's what they need. They need Christ. But also to be able to realize, I'm a part of a team. Whatever part I get, good or bad, I'm going to do my part because God's working in all of it. Those are good lessons. Before I let this team go back, I will open it. If anybody's got something that they feel like God really wants them to share, I do want to give you an opportunity. Chadda, go ahead.
Okay, so going into this trip, I like didn't figure I'd get a whole lot out of it. But like I just kind of figured, you know, I'm going to work with these kids and I'm going to really connect with the community. But I really connected with these guys too. Like we become friends with Ryan, and I strengthened bonds with Charity and Jordan and Kathy. But I also kind of got to work with the two boys in the picture. And the back one, his birthday was on Wednesday. And he really felt alone. And he just... So on his birthday, I made him a bracelet that matched one that I'm wearing. And I gave a couple of them to some of my friends. And Carmen, because her birthday was the same day. And I told him whenever I gave it to him, I said, if you ever start feeling lonely, you can look down and remember that there are so many people that can look down too and see that bracelet and be thinking of him. And God's always looking down and just really being there for him.
That's good. That's good. Thank you. As you can see, God opened up and helped a lot of people to start seeing beyond themselves. But, you know, mission trip is not about just going and talking to someone you're going to see for a couple of days. That's a part of it. But a lot of the work that we really come back from happens among ourselves, because we're here day after day after day, and we grow. And we're a little part of what happens in someone else's life, but the people who are there with them have the bigger part. We're a help in that, so that's good. Well, anybody else before we pray? Aaron?
Well, before the trip, Tom asked us like what we wanted to get out of it, and I said that it would be cool if I could like connect with one of the people I'd be serving with. And the leader of my group, his name was Cole. He was a really awesome guy, and he really loved God. And the last night, during the time we could share, I shared how thankful I was that I was in his group. And apparently he'd been like struggling with whether or not he was connecting with the kids there. So I guess I like encouraged him to be ready for next week, and I guess that's really cool. I don't know.
It was very, very good. It was very good. As a matter of fact, I was telling Aaron afterwards, he came up to me afterwards when we were done, and he said, in all the stuff that he ever done working with middle schoolers and working at camps and stuff like that, and mission things, this was the first time anyone ever came up and did anything like that publicly for him. And I asked Aaron if he was thinking about it. He said, well, I thought about it several times, and then he finally on the last day decided I'm going to go do it. Well, you know, here's a guy that, how many of you thought Cole made a pretty big impact and was pretty evident that he was really a tremendous follower of Christ and an encourager for us? But you know, even when you're doing that stuff, when you don't get feedback, sometimes you think, okay, I'm doing all this stuff. I don't know if it's having any effect. I don't know if it's having any effect. And it really caught him to see that somebody had told him. And then we sat and we talked, and he started to realize, you know, he's having a lot of effect. It's just we don't always say what's on our heart. And that's a big lesson, too. If God puts us on our heart, what do we need to do? Say it. Yeah, work it. Do it. Say it. Get it out there. It doesn't do any good. Secret love or an open rebuke, the Bible says, is better than secret love. That's one of my favorite verses. Of course, you know they're all my favorite. But you know, when you think, no one likes to be rebuked openly. No one likes to have someone call you down in front of everyone and tell you didn't do that right. But that's better than secret love, according to the Bible. If you got love for somebody, you need to share it. It needs to get out there because people need to hear it, and it can be very encouraging. All right, I guess we were going to pull this to... Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just going to be straight with you guys. I went on at the beginning of the mission trip, I went with a mind of I had a goal. My goal was this mission trip, because I went to Romania, just like my mom and Aussie are. But this mission trip, I knew it could be very different because, for one, it was more obviously within America, but it was more people you could kind of connect with, and they could speak English, which makes a really big difference. But I went with the mind and heart of, I want to see how God will work me. I'm ready for a new challenge. And my goal was very much to reach. But it was in ways that I never thought would be reached. So it was kind of a strong and emotional time for me, but it turned out being really well in the end. Like that first day when we went, it was kind of got picked with kids, and I was kind of surprised, but then again, I wasn't. I mean, I do well with children, but I was kind of disappointed. Just like kind of like, sort of like Katie said, you know, I was kind of hoping I'd be out and about doing something, but in the end, I learned obviously God had me where he wanted me, and I've learned that. But the cool thing was I really kind of connected with a girl named Malaysia this week. The first day, it was really hard because, I mean, I try to be kind with everyone I know and all that, but she was very different because she was a bit violenter with me. I mean, you know, obviously, I'm a grown boy, and she hit very hard, but it was all right because it was hard for me at first, but the difference was something really weird happened. Instead of me wanting to go and react like I normally would, something in me wouldn't let me. I stayed positive. God was like, Jonathan, you don't know what the girl going, like how her life is going. I mean, she could be treating you the way she's being treated at home. And at first, I thought my week was going to go way, way downhill. But every day, it seemed to get better, better, and better. And in the end, she came up and gave me a big hug, which really, really shocked me. So that was a really cool experience. So I definitely got my goal out of this week.
Thank you. And that is a good experience, and that is a good lesson, that we put Christ first and try to react the way he wants us to, even when it's difficult. Well, let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for just the opportunity that we had to go into sometimes difficult situations and to be able to realize that you are there with us and that we're here to serve you. And that when we do serve you, you do things that are unexpected for us. And I thank you for the way that you worked and touched in the hearts of our kids that we brought. I thank you for the things that you did in the lives of the staff that was there. And I thank you for the things that you did in the lives of the kids who came and participated in the activities that we led. We're just grateful, Lord, that you love us. We're grateful for what you do. And we ask you to continue to work and help us to continue to have that attitude of wanting to love you by loving others that are around us while we're back here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.